Good morning. It's 7:30 in the morning on April 30th, 2012. I'm out on my walk this morning. It's a gorgeous day. I'm running a little bit late. I've been working with edits from Ryden. We've been passing files back and forth. And as I kind of expected, the change in style has not gone over very well. So I'm finding I need to either bitch a lot or capitulate on some of these changes. So what I'm choosing to do is capitulate in order to get the books out. On the grand scheme of things, they are what they are. And there's so much wrong with the books compared to what I would do now that I don't really have the time or the inclination to fight long protracted battles. We're having some discussions about dialogue tags. And if for some reason, even statements that are perfectly valid and clear that no one else can make, she's adding dialogue tags to. I can't quite figure out why. Now, it might be related to the fact that I'm splitting two actions, that is, a movement and speaking, into two separate paragraphs, which means that I have a paragraph where a character says something, and then I'll have a paragraph where the character does something, and then I'll have a paragraph where the character speaks again. Now, it's completely obvious that only that person could have spoken in both paragraphs, but she insists on adding a dialogue tag to the second paragraph to indicate that it's who's speaking, and I cannot for the life of me figure out why. So I've asked her that question this morning. And we'll see if we get an answer back. We're very close. The files have only a few changes in each now. So while they're 120, 130 pages long, the amount of attention I need to pay to them is reduced. The downside of that is that if we don't have an identified typo, then I'm not catching them in these subsequent passes. So that's kind of an issue. I need to pay a little closer attention here and there, I think. But I've been at it all afternoon. Yesterday, I got up at 5 o'clock this morning and started back in again. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night, but I got enough. Oh, we have dogs this morning. What a surprise. So yeah, double share is on its way. Good morning. Looking optimistic. We should have a final draft by, not the rate we're going, we should have a final draft by tomorrow or Wednesday, which means we'll be able to pull the trigger on galley proofs by Thursday or Friday. As I said, a lot of this stuff I don't necessarily agree with, but I'm going to capitulate on. Just for the sake of getting the book out. It's going to be much more important to get the book out, even if I don't necessarily agree with everything that's in it, just for the sake of getting the book out. Several times she's used the word myself. I don't use the word myself. Ishmael never uses the word myself, and particularly doesn't use it in the ways that she has plugged in. So some of those sentences just went away. In many cases, they were really irrelevant and didn't add a whole lot to the story. So I've been pruning a little bit here and there as well. So today is Monday. In theory, we've got everybody going to school this morning. I got elder daughter off school already. I should get home just about in time to get this posted before I have to take younger daughter to school. I'm betting that the wife will stay home today, just from all the instances, all of the signals that I'm getting from her so far. 7:30, she's not even made a move toward breakfast. She's supposed to be at the office at 8. She probably wouldn't get there till 9 anyway, but probably not going today. I do have therapy today. That'll be a little break at mid-morning. Also, I probably need to get something going for dinner. I barbecued as in barbecue, not grill, a pork roast yesterday. Slow cooked it in smoke and fire most of the day while I was working on edits. So I'd edit for an hour and then check the charcoal, edit for an hour, check the charcoal. Came out really good. It was quite yummy. While I was there, I threw in some sweet potatoes and I had a cauliflower. So I had barbecued cauliflower, roast sweet potatoes, and a pork roast. It wasn't a pork loin. It was one of these bone-in picnics. Cheap hunk of pig meat. But I got a whole bunch of leftover now. I need to do something like put on some beans or do something that'll take advantage of that rich, smoky flavor. Make something yummy with it. Sniff, sniff. It's just chilly enough out here this morning. It's barely 45, 46 degrees out. It's not even 50. It's quite chilly this morning. I didn't wear my fleece hood, but my ears are cold and my nose is running. I'm glad I wore my parka anyway. Yeah. I can ride along. I got so much to do today. I really want to write something today. I want to write something fresh. Working on this edit stuff has really got my blood going. Got my mind racing. The problem is it's also exhausting. So whether or not I'll be able to write anything new is a good question. I do have to work on Siglish stuff. I do have to do some more audio work. I got a bunch of stuff back from Abby Hilton. She's finally catching up with cowrie catchers. So stuff I did last year, I've got to revisit. And I've got a whole bunch of stuff to do at Dan's house, like tomorrow, that I haven't even started. Yikes. So that may be what I do today instead. It probably would work out just as well. I'll have to think about where the day breaks. He's asked for it on May 1st. I suspect, since he hasn't reminded me that May 1st is coming, that he'll give me a little bit of slack. I got to get these edits out. This has to take priority because we've got to get this book out. I have to figure out my login for Goodreads, too. I've forgotten what it is, and I've gotten some messages lately on Goodreads that I need to reply to. Oy vey. We need some new adventures for Ishmael. I got some interesting ideas. I think they're interesting ideas. They're not quite... The beauty of the share books was that I had a really great structure. This pay grade idea was very conducive to writing stories in a sequel, in a serial manner, writing stories one after the other. It worked out great. Now I've got one big arc left. I've got one story thread left unpulled. And then I left the story with his father unresolved. We don't really know what happened with his father when we come out of the last book. Other than they met each other again. So I have to deal with that. We really need to get Zephyr's call finished. That's the one I think that's calling to me to get that one done. The three books for the Ravenwood series for Tanith Fairport's adventures. We really need to get some more of that story out. And then I can go back and think about some of this other stuff. Or more precisely, I can think about this other stuff while I'm getting those books out. The bottom line, of course, is that I've got to get them out. And it's warmed up enough now that the parka is overkill when taken in conjunction with polo shirt and sweater. I've made the turn. I'm heading east. Sun is blinding me. Let's see, this, what have I got on my calendar this week? Wednesday, I'm going to go get my eyes checked. I've been joking about the cataracts, sort of. The reality is that I really need to get my eyes checked because I got one eye that almost doesn't work anymore. I can see, sort of, but it's around the edges. I need to get that checked. If it's a cataract, I'll need to get it dealt with because it's very difficult to even read the screen. I have to blow the text up quite large in order to be able to see it anymore. Used to be I could read really tiny text without any problem, but not anymore. Now I can't. I have particular problems with commas and periods. So it's in dialogue, in writing dialogue, it's really important to make sure you have either a comma in a quote or a period in a quote. It has to be the right one. And a lot of the edits coming back from Ryden, I've got the wrong punctuation there. I've got a comma and a quote and no dialogue tag following. So it should have been a period. And the other side of that is that I've got a period in a quote followed by a dialogue tag, and that's also wrong. So the problem is that I can't see it without blowing the text up to be really quite large. Now I have a huge monitor, so blowing it up large is really only a question of, oh yeah, I have to make this bigger so I can see it. It's not a question of making it so large that I have to scroll from side to side in order to read a line, for example. I can fill the screen with the text and still have a full line width without having too much difficulty. But we're getting that taken care of. We'll get that looked at today. On Wednesday. We'll get it this week. Slowly getting business taken care of. So this is the last week for the class. Next week is finals week. I should have pretty much everything taken care of by the end of the week, by midweek next week, as far as the class goes. I should have my grades done. They should have their projects in. I'm still a little bit taken aback by the choice of medium for some of them in terms of what they chose to use to tell me their story. And in many cases, it's because most of them aren't telling me the story. They're presenting their findings. They're reading their papers. They're not telling the story that the paper represents. And that's probably my fault for not making that clear enough, that just telling the story is what's required in the presentation. Telling all of the facts and support and why you chose it and all the rest of that. That's not research. That's not part of the story. Even though it's in your paper, it's not part of the research. So it's an interesting dilemma I find myself in. I'm pretty sure that the problem is, of course, that I've created this monster myself by not being clear enough, not being specific enough. Yes, I want you to write a paper, and then I want you to do a presentation about the contents of that paper. That was the assignment. I want you to tell me the story. I said that several times. Tell me the story. I even sent them the link to 50 Ways to Tell a Story Online, so that they've got all kinds of tools to use to try to tell a story about what their technology might be. The talking head and the audio presentation about pictures was really underscored to me just how far off the mark I am in terms of helping these students come to grips with educational technology. Again, it goes back to the serious bias that educational technology has towards education at the expense of learning. And while they give lip service to the notion that education is in the service of learning, now, the reality is, for the most part, they're paying attention to what they're doing. They're not paying attention to what they're doing does. It seems weird. It seems like, how can they not be paying attention to what it does? And the answer is they're so tied up in their side of the desk that the contemplation of what might be going on across the desk gets lost. The reflection of, what am I doing, doesn't extend to, how is it perceived? That's an interesting point. I'll need to remember, try to remember, to tell them that one. La-di-da, la-di-da. Made the turn by the park. Gorgeous. Just gorgeous day. The sky is so blue. It's still early. It's a Monday morning. People are moving slow here today. See a few cars over in the school parking lot, but school's supposed to start at 7:20, so there should be a lot of cars in the school parking lot. I can only see little glimpses of it between the trees, so. It's going to be a warm day, that's for sure. It's warmed up a lot just in half hours, 45 minutes I've been out. The temp has climbed quite well. So I've got two more pieces. No, I've started my second pass through the revised revisions. Yeah, whatever. I got one more pass through the content, and I think we probably have one more beyond that, and we're pretty much good. I'm accepting most of her changes. I'm accepting most of her recommendations. We've been a couple places where I spotted something weird, like at the end of the story Double Share, they meet with Jeff Maloney, and Jeff Maloney calls the ship the Billy. It was something wrong with that, and I couldn't think of it, and I got up this morning and I realized it's because he's the owner, and Billy is shipboard slang. Billy is not one of them. I mean, Maloney is not one of them. So he called it the Tinker because it's his ship and he calls it by its name, the Tinker. The crew would not use crew slang in front of him because he's the owner. So when talking to him, they would call it the Tinker. When he talks about it, he'd call it the Tinker. Among themselves, they call it the Billy. It was a little thing, but it was one of those niggly things that got to me at the end of the book. So anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.